This morning, HBR reporter Ku'uwe Hirishi joins us in studio to talk about race, adoption, and a rising star in the Hawaiian falsetto music scene. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. This is one of those uniquely Hawaii stories I've been wanting to cover for a really long time. For those who might not be familiar with this next falsetto singer, a Hawaiian falsetto music star, Kamaka Keho Fernandez, here's your chance to kind of get a tune of what he can do. Not only does he hit this next high note, but he holds it in this rendition of Alika by Charles Kapa'a. seconds is what my timer says on that note. But this story, Kamaka Keho Fernandez, I remember my first time I had met him. I was at a fundraiser on Kauai in Hanalei. I got my plate lunch, went to the entertainment tent to sit down because I heard this beautiful voice, right, coming from the stage. And it wasn't until I sat down and looked towards the stage that I realized that he was, in fact, African-American. Kamaka Keho was Black, and this is the story, really, of his life. Fernandez was born African-American in Little Rock, Arkansas, but at just 6 weeks, he was adopted by a very strong Native Hawaiian family on Maui, the Naiole Ohana. His late mother, Robin Naiole, had really instilled in him a strong sense of cultural pride when it comes to being raised Hawaiian. So he was enrolled in the Papahana Kaiapuni, the Hawaiian Language Immersion Program, where he was immersed in the culture and also the language, which he later became fluent in. And so as you can imagine, growing up in this environment, he always thought of himself as Hawaiian and really didn't look much beyond that as a kid growing up.
I ka'oe uluwana, ina manawa apau, a'o ia ke ko'i o ka mau popo ana i kou lahui. A ka no'u o ka lahui Hawaii
that he grew up realizing or being constantly reminded that identity was something important that he was supposed to perpetuate and that he was supposed to had a responsibility to really keep going, but that identity was really Native Hawaiian. And it wasn't until his musical career took off and took him beyond Hawaii that he realized how the rest of the world, sees a Black man in America. And so this journey of his right now, he wants to go and discover his roots in Little Rock, Arkansas, and take the journey from Maui to Arkansas and eventually back to the ancestral homeland in West Africa. And all of that is going to be captured in a music-filled documentary called Kamaka Keho, The Heart's Desire. And so the film is being produced by the Popolo Project, a Hawaii-based nonprofit that aims to sort of redefine what it means to be Black in Hawaii. Kemi Glenn, the organization's founder and executive director, says Fernandez's story may be very unique, but it's also really relatable right now because it's really a story of searching for connection and context within what's going on around the world right now.
We're at a moment now where people are really drilling down to understand what it is that makes us human and what we will stand for as humans. And the Black Lives Matter movement, at its fundamental core, even that simple statement, Black Lives Matter, is really pushing us to think about how we show up for the humans in our lives and how we disrupt systems of oppression. And I think Kamaka's story helps Hawaii have a different vision of itself. He's very much a son of Hawaii. He grew up here. He's perpetuating traditional Hawaiian culture. He was hanaed into a Hawaiian family. It gives Hawaii a different opportunity to look at itself and to think about what it means to belong here. But it also shows the rest of the world something that Hawaii often says about itself, that it's a safe place and that we have something to teach the rest of the world.
Ah, so putting Hawaii on the map as some place that has some of the answers in terms of belonging right now, right, when it comes to race and identity. They had big plans for shooting and filming in 2020, but the pandemic came along to sort of disrupt some of that. But they were able to start initial shooting here on Oahu back in August, and are now just sort of awaiting what happens next with the pandemic to schedule anything further.
Now, has he recorded a lot? Do you know?
Yes. So he started out actually winning a lot of local falsetto competitions as a teenager, but then also as a young adult, he was able to win in 2013, I believe, a Nahoku Hanohano Award for his debut album, Vahi Mahalo. And so he is on the map, but musicians under the pandemic right now, especially, right, he has trying to figure out what to do next. What I've, in my conversations with him talking about this documentary, he was really interested to find sort of signature sounds along this journey back to Arkansas and back to West Africa, to use some of that, not only in the documentary, but incorporated into his music. And possibly we will hear some new genre of Hawaiian falsetto that incorporates some of that.
Oh, that would be so fascinating. A little bit of country, a little bit of, you know, African.
Some traditional instruments.
Amazing.
It is. And it's really, you know, it's the journey that we all want to take to discover our roots and fold that back into our current day reality. So it's fun to watch him discover what he's gonna discover, but also see what becomes of him. You know, like, what, how does this whole situation and this journey, how will it shape him and shape his future music?
It would be fun if he would win an Emmy, and then to see the reactions of the folks, you know, back on the continent,
right,
if you will. To, you know, yeah, this, he sounds Hawaiian, he's African American. It would be interesting.
Defying stereotypes with that voice, he is. So, yes, Kamahu Keao Fernandez, a big congratulations on starting this journey. And I really look forward to hearing and seeing this documentary when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe President Barack Obama would be interested in seeing this.
Oh, are we making that call right now? All right.
All right. Thanks so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
That was HPR's Ku'uwehi Reishi. You can find this story online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Aina mai ka pua na, aina he ui o kara, ho o no ka ui ala, e pua i ni di mili ai. Aina mai.